Welcome to this edition of the His Show podcast, His Five, as we continue doing 90 devotions in 90 days that are 5 minutes or less. We'll go ahead and get started today. So a word that we'll be talking about today is vengeance or revenge. And you might think, well, that's a weird word to be discussing, but the premise behind it is important that I want us to gather today. So our opening verse is Romans 12:19. And Romans 12:19 says, "Friends, do not avenge yourselves. Instead, leave room for his wrath, for it is written, 'Vengeance belongs to me. I will repay,' says the Lord." So I struggle with thinking that it's my job to exact all vengeance. You know, I feel like I need to make it right, get the other guy back when he wrongs me, hurt them before they can hurt me. And it's just a painful way to live. You know, I think the core of that behavior stems from right thinking. I mean, God wants us to speak out against injustice and protect those who can't protect themselves. However, in my flesh, I take that God-given thought and seize an opportunity to sin. I go over and beyond too much. You know, when someone cuts me off in traffic, I want to let them know about it. You know, during conflicts, I try to be condescending to the other party or just let them know how wrong they are and how right I am. Or when I would coach and an umpire would make a call that negatively affected my team, I wanted to let them know in the most degrading way possible how wrong they were. You know, just wanted to really let them know that they were wrong. And when someone says or does something that, you know, especially hurts somebody that's part of my family, that's when I really want to inflict, you know, vengeance. And, you know, I'm not saying that this type of thinking and behavior is right. I'm just letting you know that's the reality for me sometimes. And, you know, I'm a work in progress like we all are. But God's word tells us to always leave room for God's vengeance. He tells us not to repay evil for evil. And honestly, for me, that's one of the hardest truths in God's word to grasp. You know, it goes against everything this world teaches. You know, it doesn't mean we don't protect ourselves from threats or danger or things like that, but it does mean not to go beyond that. We don't need to think it's our job to exact all vengeance in the world. You know, most people that have lied about me and schemed against me, I have found they eventually face their consequences. Some haven't, but some have. But it's not my job to exact that vengeance on them, to get that revenge. That's God's job, as he states in his word. So we want to be careful not to get self-righteous, because we've all wronged or slandered someone that we don't, you know, in the dark, that we don't want to come to light. So don't poison your soul with the responsibility of vengeance. Don't think you're the one that has to get everybody back and you're the one that has to exact a vengeance. It's exhausting, because ultimately that's up to God. And we know Luke 12:2, our closing verse, says there is nothing covered that won't be uncovered, nothing hidden that won't be made known. So those people that have wronged you, or those people that have done you wrong, you know, God knows about it, and it's up to him to exact his revenge, not on us. So don't let that get in the way and rob you of being who God's called you to be. Don't let that get in the way of robbing you of who God's, you know, what he's doing in your life. Leave the vengeance to him. He will repay. And see you next time.